Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more grace, a whole lot of humor, and just the right amount of calm. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, cultivating inner peace when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like you're constantly being bombarded by stress, negativity, or just plain old chaos? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems miles long, deadlines are looming, and that one email keeps haunting your inbox? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Inner peace isn't some mystical concept reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a skill you can develop, a practice you can weave into your daily life, even amidst the stormiest seas. And trust me, learning to navigate adversity with serenity is a superpower we all need in this fast-paced, high-stakes world. So, let's get real for a minute, because that's what we do here on Stoic.com. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner peace even when things get tough. First up, accept what is. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, dwelling on what you can't control just drains your energy and fuels anxiety. Think of it like this. You're not a puppet master trying to manipulate every string in the universe. Focus your energy on what you can influence: your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to the here and now. Even a few minutes of mindfulness each day can make a world of difference. Third, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, shift your perspective. Look for the good things, even amidst the challenges. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a funny meme that made you laugh, or a genuine connection with someone you care about. Gratitude is like a mental reset button. It helps us focus on the positive and appreciate what we have, rather than fixating on what's missing. Next up, set healthy boundaries. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Learn to say no without guilt, prioritize your needs, and protect your energy from those who drain you. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care essential for maintaining your peace of mind. And finally, remember that challenges are opportunities for growth. Think of adversity as a chance to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. Embrace the discomfort, step outside your comfort zone, and trust that you have the strength to overcome whatever comes your way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a really tough project with a tight deadline. Stress is mounting, emails are piling up, and everyone seems to be on edge. But instead of letting yourself get swept away by the chaos, you take a deep breath, remember your stoic calm practice, and start focusing on what you can control. Your own attitude, your focus, and your productivity. You break down the project into manageable tasks, prioritize effectively, and reach out for support when needed. You may not eliminate the stress entirely, but you navigate it with grace and resilience. That's inner peace in action. So, my fellow Stoic Seekers, remember this. Cultivating inner peace isn't about achieving some unattainable state of bliss, it's about finding moments of calm amidst the chaos, cultivating resilience in the face of adversity, and embracing life's challenges with courage and grace. Take those 5 key takeaways: accept what is, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, set healthy boundaries, and remember that challenges are opportunities for growth, and weave them into your daily life. Want to share your own stories or insights on cultivating inner peace? Head over to our social media channels and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.